dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Hey, Greeny, we should go fishing sometime.
Go look. You and the outdoors, what's not to like?
Oh, forgot. You're allergic to nature.
And to you.
Well, Greeny, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize package even you would like.
That's right. Visit ESPNRadio.com and see how you could win the Bass Pro Fishing Package valued at over $3,500.
It includes rods, reels, and loads of Bass Pro and Under Armour gear, plus Greeny's favorite, the Kevin Van Dam Sexy Shad Kit.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops today.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug. Doug, Doug, oh, Doug, 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 Doug.
Hey, Dane, 20, y'all ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll tell you what, the show prep we have put in today, the planning that we have put in today, the meeting that we had here today, had everything except catered food and the new rookie producer engineer of our show, Merritt Lawson.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, well, I expect cookies or something tomorrow.
You got it.
And that's all you get. Now remember, when you filled in, we let you talk every once in a while. Not now, Scab. That's it. That's it. You're on probation. You're on probation. So we welcome Merritt to the show. As we said yesterday, Derek Stenson is moving on, hopefully to some better things for him, and we wish him the best of luck. We on the show today have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Going to talk with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. We're just going to have to daily almost update what's going on with the expansion talk. Chip Brown, we have caught up with him. He will be on the program tomorrow from orangebloods.com. And just talking to him earlier, getting that set up again, some real interesting perspective. Just while I was talking to him, my thoughts are changing. I mean, he thinks Missouri is out of the picture almost. Isn't that what you kind of got from Chip?
I just don't think they bring any value to the picture.
He kind of thought that maybe Nebraska, I mean, yesterday you're hearing that Nebraska may not even have an invite, and Missouri's all but in. He seems to think that maybe Nebraska would get an invite before Missouri would, which I find strange. I kind of thought this whole time, Missouri's gone, and there's going to be 11 teams in the conference. But we'll find out. We'll talk to Steve Sipple. Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association is going to join us today. Their annual Believers and Achievers Banquet is tonight in Lincoln. There's plenty of area kids, graduates, recent graduates that are going to be at that banquet, have a chance at U.S. Bank scholarships. We'll also talk to him about how the past season has went in high school sports and what the new arena may mean for basketball, possibly wrestling. There's no executive director right now, the NSAA, interim appointed. We'll talk about that and what's going on with the NSAA coming up here in our next segment. But, Daddy, emails are rolling in to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. So continue to fire those in. But of all the things that are going on, and sometimes we throw this. Oh. Anyway. I hadn't seen that yet today. Very impressive. Now I've totally lost my train of thought. Because there wasn't that much going on last night. The Women's College World Series of softball began. Has Arizona even gotten out of bed yet today? Oh, if that was any that was the College World Series, a regular Major League Baseball game. Those girls have to be sick, dropping the third out twice in the seventh inning and then ending up getting beat in this best of three against conference rival UCLA. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I actually saw a little bit of it live last night and then again on the highlights.
That was the first one, correct?
That was game one. But Arizona, after getting a couple of home runs in the top of the seventh to take the lead, then let it get away in the bottom and eventually get beat in the eighth. So I know it's not a big thing, but it's just one of those deals you're just going, oh, they can't even be out of bed yet.
The heartbreak, yeah, this is set in. You know, that's one of those things. You got to come back the next day and somehow put that behind you. It's tough to do.
Nick says, that's the best intro ever. Derek will be missed. Thanks and good luck. Nick Pleasanton. Thanks, Nick. We've already got an email for Sip. We'll have to save Cole's email for a little bit later on Sip's opinion on Big 12 expansion. Since the show yesterday, Kansas's chancellor has made a
begging plea.
Well, let's not call it begging. I've seen that word. It's not begging. Urging. Kansas Chancellor Bernadette Gray Little has reached out to the counterpart at Nebraska, urging him to keep the Huskers in the Big 12 Conference. Of course, that is Harvey Perelman. Gray Little also said she's going to talk with Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton. Could be the death of the Big 12. Kansas State could be in real trouble if that happens. So much happened yesterday. The Mountain West Commissioner, who even knew who he was, they actually showed him speaking on SportsCenter, that not only are they not going to offer Boise State, they're going to wait and see what happens here because they might be able to pick up some better schools than they thought. What? Yes, I understand this is the talk, but it has gotten so far out of hand right now that Big 12 schools currently might be relegated to being a Mountain West school.
Or Conference USA school.
Now, I will say that it could be interesting if they went Conference USA, especially from the basketball side of things, and they've got a couple good football teams. But what? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. What?
I still, Doug, and everybody you come across on the street, everybody wants to get your thoughts on what you've heard from the people we talk to. And the people we talk to, you know who they are. We have them on this show so they can tell you what the same stuff we know. Now, I'm telling you this right now. Everybody, I have not had one person, and it's not like three people have talked to me about this over the weekend. We were at the lake almost just one after another, people just, hey, what are you hearing? What do you think about the Big Ten? I have not gotten one person out there other than our friend Russ, who's a huge Iowa homer and loves everything about Iowa, which is great. If you grew up in Iowa and you're in Iowa, I understand that. I have not heard one person thinks the Big Ten is a good move. It's positive in the least as far as bettering ourselves as far as the conference.
You know, it occurs to me, I'm reminded now that when this really first broke, we had an opportunity to talk to Ohio State coach Jim Tressel on the show because he made an appearance in Lincoln at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And at that time, it was almost a chuckle side note. And that's just a couple of months ago. And you know, Coach Tressel said, well, you know, you gotta, this isn't my ball of wax. This is the president's and things like that, and chancellors and athletic directors. For a moment, I really thought the cloud was just all crazy and it was going to be okay. And then it's an earthquake. And now we're back to Bob Davies yesterday on College Football Live. It's kind of interesting because they had a whole new crew. I don't know if it's shift change time at ESPN, that it's time for a bunch to go on vacation. We bring some new guys in. But Eric Casilius and the guys that he's had on the last couple of weeks really going over this, all gone. And now they have a whole new set of guys in there. And John Saunders and Bob Davey and Jesse Palmer, right?
Yep.
We're on. Bob Davey kept saying, just take it easy. Just take it easy. When the dust settles, there's not going to be as much shakeup as everybody thinks there's going to be. And he ended the show yesterday kind of commenting that Notre Dame and Texas are the big players. And I think that's right. I think Nebraska has a lot to say about what they're going to do. But I think Texas and Notre Dame really can shift the power and the balance of collegiate athletics. with what's going on and what they decide. He says they're not going anywhere. There's no reason. And you know, the more you think about that, the more I think he's right. What does Texas have to gain by going anywhere? If they stay put, and then the worst case scenario would seem like for them is starting their own network, then they're fine. Notre Dame's still going to be okay. Now, yeah, maybe they could, again, their money is not as much. They don't want to share with the Big Ten. They don't want to be told what to do. It just rang true a little bit more, I think.
For Texas, Doug, and you bring this up, to have their own net, they said, we're going to have our own network. And you got 24/7 Texas Longhorn Athletics, I guess, unless you're going to give lectures, you're going to show some lectures for the academic side of things. I'm not sure people would be very interested in that. It's all athletics. You're going to do that with one school. That would get pretty monotonous, would it not?
Cole, we will ask Steve Sipple this, but I think it's a good place to take the conversation here next. Cole says, I would like to know Steve Sipple's opinion on what would happen to Nebraska if Notre Dame accepted the offer to the Big Ten and the Big 12 South went to the Pac-10. The Big Ten has said that if Notre Dame accepted, they would not go any further than 12 teams. Again, there's so many things that have been said. Nebraska could be setting aside with Kansas, K-State, Iowa State. Could be a bad, bad deal. Here's one thing that I think I feel pretty good about, Cole. No, that will not happen to Nebraska. Nebraska will not be left out in the cold, and you know why? Nebraska is too valuable of an institution all across the board. Not just the football team, not just the revenue from the Nebraska fan base across the country, but believe it or not, the University of Nebraska, pretty darn smart place. That's why they have more academic All-Americans than anyone in the history of college sports. Football and all sports combined. Conferences want a pillar like Nebraska. Nebraska goes to any other conference right now, they shoot right towards the top. Maybe they won't be number one, but they will be towards the top of the Big Ten or anything else that they go. I still think, today, I think the Big 12 is where Nebraska and Texas are going to be for a long time. Today, where do you think? What's your thought today as we sit right here? And that may change by the time we talk to Sip at the end of the show.
It's subject to change. Right now, as I sit here, you know, this morning I've already changed because this morning I was bound to determine we were going to the Big Ten. Until I talked to three more people that say, what does the Big Ten have to offer us?
Money, 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 money. See, the initial shock is starting to wear off, which is kind of, I thought, how I took the whole thing when all this blew up was, right now, all anybody wants to talk about is money and football. There are so many other things. Now, I understand money and football are probably one and two on the
list.
That's
what drives it.
But if there's 100 things, the other 98 are going to catch up to one and two as a whole. And I think that's what we're starting to see.
We're getting a new TV deal. It's up for renewal. Dan Beebe is going to be in charge of getting together a mega TV deal. Part of that $20 million.
You feel good about that?
I didn't say that. We'll see what Sip says, because I know this for a fact that Sipple had been critical at one time of Mr. Beebe, and he got a phone call from Mr. Beebe, which was uncomfortable, I think. And I think they've talked about something that maybe his opinion has shifted or changed. Now, do you feel good about it? No, but what if they just realized, whether it's Fox or whether ESPN2 or whatever, whoever gets into the mix in the TV deal, what if it jumps up and rivals these other? Yeah, you're still not going to have the revenue the Big Ten Network does. They've got that in place. They're getting that every year. I understand that. But the revenue from the TV deal is going to be pretty damn good.
Well, here's my thought on that whole TV deal. Is the Big Ten Network making money by showing Big Ten lacrosse? I don't even know if there is Big Ten lacrosse. Are they? If the answer is yes, then you have a worry. Because going to any other network, they're just not going to. It's football, basketball, and that's it. I mean, we kind of thought 5 years ago college baseball was going to take off. It's not. They're not showing it. They're not showing near of what they are. In fact, there's only two regionals they're showing, and they were both on ESPNU. We've been watching soccer, college softball. and all of that going on. We're not watching college baseball. Seems weird. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us at the end of the program today. When we come back, Jim Angeli is going to join us. We're going to talk a little high school sports and some of the great recent graduates from across the area, believers and achievers, and what has went on in the state from the Nebraska School Activities Association. He will join us next.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Farmers and ranchers, your days are getting longer and tougher, but Kearney Yamaha will ease your workload with a new Yamaha Grizzly 700. Featuring fuel injection, a fully automatic transmission, independent rear suspension, and four-wheel disc brakes, the Grizzly 700 will make irrigating and moving cattle much easier.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. We can save you over $1,000 on a new Yamaha Grizzly 700, so hurry in to Kearney Yamaha today.
ATVs are recommended only for use by those 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Take me out to the ball game.
The boys of June are back, beginning on the 19th. The College World Series determines the best of the D1 Diamonds. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation has it covered. Doug and Daddy have coaches' interviews, beat writers, broadcasters, and past players. Of course, all the games. Soon in June on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Mainly cloudy skies for your Tuesday forecast. Good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. East winds 5 to 10, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloud cover early as well as a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms early. Currently, it's 73.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting geared up to take the show on the road a whole lot this summer, folks. We are all over the place, everywhere from Big 12 Media Days to the Cox Classic to local businesses, and that includes Monday at Builder's Warehouse in Kearney, where they are giving away a $1,000 Builder's Gift Certificate. The winner announced live on our show, but you have to be registered by Saturday. That's right. Register by Saturday. For more information and to register, go to Builders on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and then join us next Monday broadcasting live from 11 to 1, where somebody is going to be $1,000 richer.
You know what? I'm already fired up. I'm already fired up about this because right at the start of the show, I'm going to pick 10 names out of the hat. Then at the first break, we're going to narrow it down.
Crazy kid, you.
We're going to keep narrowing it down, and there'll be one man standing at 1 o'clock. Or woman. Huh? Get registered.
Get registered at Builders today. Well, somebody is going to win some scholarships tonight. Eight $500 scholarships are going out the door at the annual Believers and Achievers Banquet in Lincoln. And joining us, the man that should be the next executive director of the Nebraska School Activities Association, Jim Angeli. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, guys. Hey, why don't you just throw in some college names and just pick out the next schools that are also going to be in the Big 12, the Big 10, the new Pac West, whatever it's going to be. I'm sure Daddy could straighten all this stuff out for us.
Well, is there any truth to the rumor that Wesleyan is petitioning to get into the conference then?
The way things are going, I think, you know, UNK, and you could throw in Wayne State, and they'll go in with Iowa State and Kansas State. What the heck?
Well, that's right. Some of the coaches here used to schedule them all the time anyway. Jimbo, tonight, you know, since I brought it up, and then we'll skip back to Believers and Achievers, I don't think it's an unsettling time. Is it right now at the NSAA? You really don't have a leader. Now, interim leader, yes, but just kind of fill the folks in. It was a good thing that Jim Tenneper is now on the national board. What's going on as far as leadership? Because it is a transition time with, it looks like, two more Board of Control members soon to be added to the six we have to make it eight and maybe a little more Omaha Lincoln flavor. So how's everything sitting right now looking for a new executive director?
I think it's going pretty well. The Board of Control met at its May 28th meeting, and they tabbed Dr. Steve Shanahan, the retired executive director from the Blair Community Schools, to be our new interim executive director. And he's been in a few times, and the nice thing about Steve is that he's got a great deal of experience in terms of NSAA knowledge. He worked for 9 years as the chair of the district managing committee for District 2, which is basically the Omaha area. It extends from basically just about Columbus all the way south through Omaha and down into the corner by about Falls City. So he's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and you know, we're excited to have Steve Shanahan as our new executive director. Of course, losing Jim Tenneper it is a big loss for this state because he is so well respected. He's so knowledgeable. You know, on a personal note, he's probably the brightest man I've ever met. He's just articulate. He's great with numbers, an outstanding leader. He's able to, you know, diffuse potentially volatile situations. He has all those skills, and that's one of the reasons why the National Federation came to call and decided to hire him as their chief operating officer.
That hurts, so, Jim.
He's going to the national level.
Actually, it hurt me because I thought maybe you had those thoughts about me.
You fit right in that category, Daddy.
Well, tonight, believers and achievers. Again, for the folks that aren't familiar, I always like to have you kind of spell out what that is. I know that 48 young men and women who were the best of the best in their schools are nominated for this award, and kind of take it from there.
Well, this is our student recognition program that we started 12 years ago with the help of our premier partner, U.S. Bank. And one of the things about the Believers and Achievers program is it recognizes some of the outstanding students within this state. You know, U.S. Bank came to us a number of years ago and said, we want to do something to recognize students who do an outstanding job in their community. They're leaders in their schools, and they're also serving their communities and their towns as well. And so we came up with the Believers and Achievers programs, and we take usually 48 students who have a minimum grade point average, cumulative grade point average of 3.75. They're involved in NSAA activities, and then, like I said, they have some sort of responsibility in terms of service to their school and then their overall community. And each and every year, I am just absolutely amazed at the level of achievement of these young people. We call Believers and Achievers the future leaders of Nebraska, and if that slogan is true, our state's going to be in very, very capable hands because we have tremendous students across the state who are doing great things for their school and their communities.
So eight out of the 48 will receive scholarships tonight, is that correct?
That's correct. We've got our annual scholarship banquet tonight at the Cornhusker Marriott Hotel here in Lincoln. We're going to start at about 6:30, and Doc Sadler is going to be our featured speaker. You know, we had a hard time trying to nail him down because June is such a time when coaches would like to be able to get some rest and do some things with their family. But, you know, we called and we tricked him and we told him that this was going to be a reception for the Big Ten basketball coaches. And Doc called back right away and said, oh, what time y'all want me to be there?
Get him while you can. Get him while you can. Hey, the names of the kids that are from our kind of immediate listening area that our finalists tonight are Adriana Aguilar of Grand Island, Gentry Doan from Ansley, Macy O'Meara from Lexington, Trent Pritchard from Pleasanton, Joe Starkey from Grand Island Central Catholic, Nathan Suk from Aurora, Lindsay Seifert from Adams Central, Sarah Valentine from Ravenna, and Trevor Woodward from Kearney. Any of those get one?
You'll have to come to the banquet tonight to get, find that out. I will tell you this much. Gentry Doan, who has been an outstanding athlete and is also one of the best speakers in the state, he was the runner-up in Class D1 Entertainment and, I believe, Humorous Pros this past year out at Kearney. And he's going to be one of our student entertainers for the evening. And so we're looking forward to having him entertain the audience of about 200 people before Doc Sadler speaks.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Should be a great night for all these kids, regardless of whether they get a scholarship or not. Jim Angeli joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim, what goes on right now at the NSAA? Just you get to catch your breath a little bit?
Well, we're trying to. Obviously, one of the things we want to do is put to bed the end of the year. And so, you know, we're taking a look at our finances and seeing how everything went at state track and how everything went at state baseball. And we're paying those bills and still getting some monies in. And then we are definitely turning our sights to the fall. I know Deb Velder has done some planning already for volleyball classifications. I'm going to be turning my attention to that very soon as I'm done with the Believers and Achievers Banquet and working on softball classifications and districts. And, yeah, it's one of those times where you can catch your breath a little bit after that run of state championships we had there at the end of May. But on the other hand, too, we know that it's time for, you know, planning and preparing for the next coming season and the next coming school year.
Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association is joining us. Jim, your thoughts? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be that's kind of a softball for you. How'd the last year go? I don't recall anything that was a major disaster. Do you like everything in each sport? Are we going to see some tweaking anywhere in the upcoming year? I know that we're losing schools to consolidation, and that's got to be a concern. But what does the NSAA face as far as possible changes that the general fan might notice in the upcoming year or two?
Well, that is going to be the biggest thing, is the number of consolidations. You know, the schools that are small and in the rural areas, those they continue to lose population, and that makes it very, very difficult for communities to sustain their schools. And, you know, once you lose your school, it's kind of hard for the town to stay afloat. And so that's one of the things that is definitely concerning to us, is because, you know, we're about ready to start a new two-year cycle for football scheduling, and we're always worried and concerned that we're going to lose some schools in the middle of that scheduling cycle, and then that leaves some work that we've got to do in terms of finding replacement games and filling those games. You know, one of the things that is probably on the most exciting thing on the horizon is the Grand Island Hastings community is going to be hosting state volleyball coming up for us this fall. And I know that Deb Velder has been meeting with the folks from Hastings and Grand Island on a regular basis, and I know that part of Central Nebraska is just thoroughly excited to have such a major championship like the state volleyball tournament coming out there in November.
Jim, you mentioned a different venue with the arena passing in Lincoln. Does that open some new doors as far as state basketball and maybe some other events are concerned?
Well, that's one of the things that we're very interested in seeing. I know we're a number of years away, you know, looking at 2013 for the Haymarket Arena to be actually open. But there's some interesting things that we do have to sit down with the folks here in Lincoln about and talk about what's the availability of the Devaney Center as well. Will we be able to have a bid from the city of Lincoln that would include for state basketball or for state wrestling or whatever championships that could come up, the Haymarket Arena and Devaney? You know, for state basketball, that may be something that is absolutely ideal, being able to play at two quality facilities like that on a daily basis would be, make the state basketball tournament here in Lincoln even a better attraction for fans that are willing to come. They're so close in terms of their proximity of where they will be that it would be very, very easy for fans to shuttle from one place to the other instead of having to drive maybe 20 minutes across town from one high school to another. And I know that, yes, the Lincoln community is going to be very anxious to bid on some of the championships that it has lost. Wrestling, for example, has gone up to Omaha. The Quest Center has been there for about 5 or 6 years. I know that the folks at the Lincoln Convention and Visitors Bureau would like to be able to put up the Haymarket Arena as one of the facilities options for the NSAA. And then, you know, there's the possibility of state volleyball, too. But, you know, we're not going to count those chickens until they hatch, and we're excited to have a great venue like the Fonner Park Arena out there, the Heartland Events Center, and be ready to go for state volleyball.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're not doing anything, I think we can get rid of those consolation games, maybe work on some basketball officials. But other than that, I think things are going pretty smooth for you.
Well, I think you guys ought to come and be our featured speaker 1 year for the for Believers and Achievers. I think we'd have a really good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, you could show 48 kids what they've already done that we haven't. So, you know, this is your brain on, you know, and this is your brain on, and that'd be a good wake-up call. Hey, Jim, enjoy the time tonight. We look forward to announcing the winners on the show tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association. Good cat.
Yeah.
Busy going to all these things and doing what we do and always getting help from Jim. So, again, best of luck to the kids from the area that will be at the Believers Achievers Banquet tonight. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Get those phone numbers. Get that phone out, 888-455-3776. And with Merritt here, I don't know what he's going to do. He might just hang up on you. He might answer the phone. He might give you a tough question. Let's go with your question and take it off air today. What do you think about that?
We'll do that right now?
Yeah, 888-455-3776. The first correct caller that knows our trivia question gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Who wouldn't want that on a great grill a day like this? If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Daddy! What's your trivia question? I guess it's NBA Finals time, huh?
Yes, it is. This player has the most fouls ever in NBA Finals history. Obviously, not in one single finals. Been there several times. Which player is that?
Which player in the history of the NBA Finals has committed the most fouls? 888-455-3776. Back after this.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find the store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also at the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
While mainly cloudy skies for your Tuesday forecast, good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. East winds 5 to 10, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloud cover early as well as a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms early. Currently, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you, if you're getting in shape, you want to be able to do it and not have sore feet, get the new running shoes, the very latest from Misco Sports on the breaks at the downtown Kearney Center. Oh, don't want to get a sunburn on your melon? They've got a hat for you, your favorite baseball team, football team. Maybe it's a Kearney or Kearney Catholic hat. Maybe it's a Husker hat. They've got it there for you, the running shorts, the socks, the whole deal. Get you ready to go. If you're playing a little travel baseball, maybe you've got to get some new equipment. Maybe you need just to get some more equipment. They've got the bats, the cleats, the baseball and softball gloves, the travel bags. They can outfit your entire team. From coach to little league, they've got it all for you. Open 7 days a week on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Go see Steve and the gang at Misco Sports. That's right. If you get confused, there's Steve, and then there's Steve. And then, well, you know, other people that run around there and help from time to time. But, you know, if you come in and ask for Steve, you're probably going to get Steve.
Yeah. You know,
he's always there.
You know, the old show, Larry and Daryl and Daryl? It's kind of like Steve and Steve.
There you go. Steve and a gang at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star going to join us here in just a little bit. But we did have a winner. Congratulations to Ken from Kearney. He knew that this player has committed the most fouls in NBA Finals history. Daddy, it took a lot. It was not Bill Laimbeer. A lot of people, I guessed, no, it can't be Kareem. But you had to think of who's played in a lot of NBA
fouls. Kareem was third, by the way, with 196 personal fouls.
Second was Tommy Heinsohn from the Boston Celtics.
209.
First from the Boston Celtics. See, when they win 10 NBA titles, you got to kind of figure, and the winner is?
Bill Russell, 225.
Bill Russell has committed more fouls in the NBA Finals than anyone in history. So that was the answer, and Ken from Kearney knew it. He's got a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Before the end of the program, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to all that's going on at the garage here over the next week. The newest happening spot in downtown Kearney. They're coming up on their year anniversary, and they got a lot of bands rolling in, and we want you to have a chance to go see them. So stand by. That's coming up before the show is over today. But I guess we just got to talk a little more realignment. That's what everybody's talking about. And, of course, spending their time on radio talk shows are all the folks that we usually talk to, and that includes our next guest. By the time the summer runs out, I expect, Daddy, we will have a special song every time Sip comes on.
Yeah, I'd really be disappointed if we didn't. He deserves his own song. That's how much we love him. Steve Sipple joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, how are you?
Preferably something by Merle Haggard.
Merle's going to be at the Heartland Event Center. What is it, July 1st? We'll have to get Sip a ticket. Sip, how you doing? Is this wearing on you at all? Is this whole off-season story wearing on all sports writers and sportscasters and that across the country?
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you why. What wears on sports writers more is when they don't have anything to write about. I mean that. That's hard. I'm not joking. That is more taxing. It is. You're constantly, you know, laying around. You're constantly laying around thinking about things. It's a tough job we have. Honestly, it is harder when there's nothing going on. I've always felt that.
Well, Sip, let's just start with your opinion on where you personally think things are right now with Nebraska.
Well, I mean, I just like to set percentages, and I think it's a 75-80% chance that they'll end up in the Big Ten at some point relatively soon, which, you know, you can define that in a number of ways. I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll know. I think sometime, I don't think that deadline means anything. I don't look for anything on Friday, to be quite honest, but I don't think it'll be too soon after that. or two. I don't think it'll be too far after Friday, so within the next 2 weeks.
Sip, I'm going to go with our Big 12 North brethren. Iowa State's a name we haven't heard mentioned once. Kansas State, I've heard it mentioned once in you guys' paper this morning. What happens to those schools?
Well, I don't know. I mean, one idea I think that has merit is the Mountain West expanding, which I think they would do. And, you know, they're going to – you're still – if you're Iowa State or Kansas State or Kansas, you're still going to take a big hit financially by going into that conference. On the other hand, they probably will get a – you know, if they expand, I imagine – they would do it with a conference title game in mind. That's revenue. That would be new revenue for the Mountain West. And also, I would think it would enhance their TV deal and their positioning with whenever their next round of negotiations is. So, you know, let's say that Iowa State, they pull about $8 million from, you know, their Big 12 annual revenue, okay? Well, if they go to the Mountain West, maybe that goes to 5 or 6. I'm just throwing out numbers. And that wouldn't be a horrible landing spot for them.
Steve Sipple, a Lincoln Journal star, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. There's just so many opinions and questions out there that I think we can take this about anywhere. But the one thing, Sip, that I still haven't heard answered is why isn't the Big 12, if they are worried about as many as 7 teams, 8 teams leaving, why aren't they being more proactive? You don't hear about them looking for anybody. Now, Dan Beebe kind of got caught in a catch-22 down there during his press conference Friday where he said 12 is the optimum number, but we are looking. And then, of course, somebody said, well, if 12 is the optimum number, why are you looking a little bit? It would seem to me that if 6 teams left, whoever's left would go, we're still the Big 12. Hey, Utah. Hey, BYU. You want to come be part of the Big 12? Why would they just assume that they would go to the Mountain West? I mean, being the Big 12 would still be a lot better sounding and have more power, I would think, than everybody going to Conference USA or Mountain West. Am I crazy there?
Well, I'd have to ask you, before I answer the question, how many teams are left over from the Big 12 in your scenario?
Well, my gut says that there's going to be about 10 teams left when this is all said and done, if not 11. But if it totally gets down to 4, I can understand where a conference that has, what is there, 8 schools in the Mountain West?
9.
9? So, I mean, combine and call yourself the Big 12. The Mountain West has been around less time than the Big 12.
At that point, I think you're splitting hairs, to be honest. I mean, you're just changing the name of the conference. I mean, I see what you're saying about...
I'm just saying the Big 12 schools like Kansas and Kansas State... would be in charge.
Now, one thing I'd say the Big 12 loses 2 schools. You say, well, just go out and get 2. Well,
what?
The options aren't, they're not that many.
I understand that.
You can throw out BYU, you know, maybe BYU, if they don't go to the Pac-10, which they probably won't. Utah, I don't know. I mean, they might be okay with where they're at. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's I guess the bottom line, Doug, there's not that many to go to. There really aren't that are going to enhance you much. You hear TCU. Well, that would be okay. You already have that market, as you've probably talked about many times. Houston, you already have that market. And then you're still south. Everything's still gravitating towards the south. So what I say, the way I answer your question is this. There aren't many options out there for the Big 12 to, you know, if they would lose 2. Forget expanding the Big 12. I think they'd be hard pressed to add 2 teams. Period. You know, I mean, I don't think the Big 12 is in a position to talk about going to 14 or 16.
Sip, it's one thing about being a writer in a national magazine that people pick up, read on the internet, wherever. When you say something critical about somebody, you don't hide. They got your phone number right there. They just pick up the phone and can call you. And I mentioned earlier that this maybe has happened before when you've been critical of somebody like a Dan Beebe. Has your opinion of a Dan Beebe changed in how he's handled this situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the better, actually. I mean, honestly, I don't fault Beebe as much as a lot of people. I think he's in a tough position. I think he's, and I wrote about it last week, actually. A lot of the Big 12's undoing and consequently his the criticism he receives as a commissioner is not the factors and forces beyond his control. For instance, when the Big 12 falls in the negotiation pecking order for these TV contracts, you know, I mean, the Big 10 and the SEC were ahead of them, and that's no fault of Dan Beebe. In fact, Dan Beebe, when the Big 12 negotiated its current deals with ABC, ESPN, Fox, he wasn't even the commissioner at that point. So that's one thing to note. The other thing is he's in a dysfunctional league with a bunch of dysfunction that he never had anything to do with. I mean, you're talking about schools, athletic directors, presidents, and chancellors that don't. It's just a splintered group politically and in other ways. So I don't know. Some of that stuff he doesn't have any control over. And the other thing is a guy like Jim Delaney does have a lot of power in the Big Ten. The Pac-10 has given Larry Scott a lot of latitude. The presidents and AADs don't give Dan Beebe that. The Big 12 presidents, chancellors, AADs, they run the show. I think Dan Beebe would like to, but he's just not. He happens to be in a conference where there's guys like the Lost Dodds that's very powerful. Harvey Perlman, who's powerful in the college football scene. So Dan, he's in a bad situation, in my opinion.
Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star, giving us some of his valuable time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We love chatting with him, and we had a couple emails come in specific for you, Sip, so let's get to the first one. Cole says, I would like to know Steve Sippel's opinion on what would happen to Nebraska if Notre Dame accepted an offer to the Big Ten and the Big 12 South went to the Pac-10. The Big Ten has said that if Notre Dame accepted that, they would not go any further than 12 teams. Nebraska would be setting aside with Kansas State. I don't think Daddy and I, either one, think Nebraska's going to get left out in the cold. But I guess Cole's question is, what if Notre Dame would accept the Big Ten offer? What would happen to Nebraska?
Well, that is the ultimate doomsday scenario, and I don't see that happening. I would go back to the Mountain West scenario and put Nebraska in that. And I think the Mountain West said, hold on, Boise State, let's see how this all shakes out. So I think what the Mountain West would do if in Cole, is it Cole?
Yeah. Cole, correct, Cole,
name?
Yep.
Yeah, in Cole's scenario, I think the Mountain West would, at that point, be very proactive in picking up those teams. And, you know, Nebraska would be in a conference that is good up top. I mean, that conference with TCU and BYU and Utah, even to a certain extent, Air Force at the top isn't bad, but it's just bad at the bottom. Trust me. I sat around Sunday for about an hour trying to think of reasons why that would be a good scenario. And the best I could come up with was, well, it's awfully pretty out there.
Nebraska,
that's about it.
Wyoming.
I mean, it wouldn't be good. It would be a financial kick in the shorts, and it would not be. The fans would not embrace it. I know Bo Pelini wouldn't embrace it. I think it would. I don't think it would be good for. Let's put it this way. I'll just blow it down this way. I don't think it'd be good for the university. I don't think it'd be good for the athletic program. And I don't think it'd be good for the state. So, other than that, I guess it'd be all right.
Sip, I guess when people come up to you on the street and you get their thoughts on the Big Ten and what it's perceived as in a fan's eyes, have you heard anybody say anything positive about the Big Ten and us going there?
Well, I hear Nebraska officials say things positive about it and going there. As far as the fans, I think the fans recognize some things that go beyond the fact that they wear a lot of big neck rolls and don't run very fast.
That's exactly right.
I think that people, especially in a university community, recognize how much it would enhance Nebraska's academic reputation, especially as a research university. I think that people recognize that as far as the athletic department goes, you would now be in a position where you have long-term stability, and I'm talking about a quarter century probably of almost guaranteed stability, that when the next round of expansion comes, that you're in a spot that's already pretty actually tight and sealed. I don't think you've really got to worry too much about that next round, whereas if you stay in the Big 12, what happens when that next round of expansion comes? Well, I'll tell you what happens. We're having these same conversations again. So I don't know. I think a lot, Daddy, I think a lot of people recognize that. It's not a perfect scenario, but I don't know. I know the guys you're talking about, the people you're talking about who kind of snicker at Big Ten football, which I've never been part of that crowd. It is a slower league. I think there's something to that characterization. And part of it is just where they recruit. And part of it is the fact that they, a team like Ohio really puts an emphasis on recruiting in state. And just, it's about where they recruit. But those teams can play football. I watched Wisconsin run all over Miami, the fastest team in the world in that bowl game this year. They play good football in that conference.
Well, Sip, I know you're keeping busy, and I was listening to you on the Big Brother yesterday. I just want you to kind of rephrase or re-say what you told the boys yesterday about you basically thought in 2 weeks we're going to know what's going on.
Well, that's my read on it. I mean, I think, I do. I think within 2 weeks Nebraska will be in the Big Ten. That's what I think. I mean, I don't say that with 100% certainty, but I think that's the direction this is headed. Now, these things can take turns at crucial times and times we don't unexpected times. But as I sit here and after many, many conversations, with people close to the situation, I feel pretty good about saying that, knowing that things could change and a lot, and the big thing is out of their hands right now, and that is about 11 o'clock today, I know they hadn't gotten an invitation from the Big Ten. So until that happens, everything's kind of up in the air.
Sip, real quick, when DeLoss Dodds says he didn't start this deal, but he'll so sure as heck finish it, what do you get? What do you read into that?
Well, he does a lot of blowing smoke. That's what I read of it. I don't know what to read. But, I mean, what do I read of what they do? That's just Texas being Texas. They throw it around pretty well, and they're in a position to do so, and they know it. They're a very wealthy institution, and they're very desirable to conferences. They are what they are, and so they can be pretty blustery, and they do. They're very blustery.
Working on his theme song for the Doug and Daddy Show to a Merle Haggard tune. Well, next time Steve Sippel joins us. And Sip, keep your ear down because you're doing a great job as always. We always appreciate the time you give us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I enjoy going on with you guys, so yeah, let's do it again.
Thanks, bud. Steve Sippel.
All right, see you.
Trying to kill time before the Western Kentucky game right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. See now,
what
Sip says, I'm when he says it, it's a lot of gospel. This is one time my gut, and of course, we have to admit here, they're way deep into trying to break the story. I mean, they want to have it first when the Big Ten invite comes down or when the exception is made. Right now, I'm still not sold on Nebraska leaving the conference. That's me. You? Anything change?
No, but I see how appealing the Big Ten is and that money. Yes, it is about money. Don't underestimate the power of the mighty dollar.
Well, here's what Luke says. Guys, don't underestimate the role that academics will play in Nebraska's desire to join the Big Ten. As Chancellor Harvey Perlman had a chance to drastically improve the quality of the University of Nebraska by joining the Big Ten. The amount of research money available to schools in the Big Ten is astronomical, and one would imagine that the academic minds throughout the university are licking their chops at the opportunities that would arise from being in the Big Ten. See, this is where you, Luke and Carney, thanks, Luke. This is where you could take the shot at Texas if you wanted to. I'm not going to. I've been trying to preach that a little bit since day one. It can't just be about football and money, although money kind of comes over to the academic side here as well. You want to save money? How about we send you to the Garage, celebrating their first anniversary this week. They're bringing in the bands starting tomorrow night. Enjoy the 357 String Band with Bob Wayne. They start at 9 o'clock. If you want tickets, here's the place to get it. Thursday, Indigenous, the rock and blues band coming out of South Dakota, and we've got more to tell you about as the week progresses. Here's what you got to do. Call now, 888-455-3776. We will give you a pair of tickets to either Wednesday night's show with the 357 String Band and Bob Wayne, or we'll give you tickets to Thursday night's Indigenous Rock and Blues Band concert. They get underway at 9 o'clock. Call now. We'll get you a pair of tickets. You just pick which day you want to go, Wednesday or Thursday, going to the Garage, celebrating their first anniversary. Call now, 888-455-3776. We'll be right back.
All right, we're pleased to welcome back a very good friend of Mike and Mike in the Morning. He's been on our show several times. He is, of course, Wendell Middlebrooks. He's the Miller High Life delivery man.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You are my friend, and the High Life is no stranger to radio, is it?
Oh, no, sir. We've actually been doing a radio call-in thing called Am I Living the High Life?
Man, I am loving that already.
People call in and tell us what they're up to, and we tell them if they're living the high life.
So let me see if I've got this. Let's say I called in, and I say, hi, I'm Mike Golic. I'm watching the game. I'm having a cold one out of a helmet-based drinking apparatus. Could someone please send more hot dogs?
I'd say you were living the high life and give you a high five through the phone line.
All right, well, how about if Greeny called in and said he just bought a pair of $200 skinny jeans that make him walk funny?
I'd stop him right there and encourage him to examine his manhood, hypothetically.
Nice. It's pretty cut and dry in the high life.
I like to think we're doing a service to the community. Give folks encouragement if they're living the high life, or make sure they come to their senses if they're not.
Could not have said that better myself, Wendell. Thank you so much for stopping by. Always good to see you.
All right.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Quarterbacks Taylor Martinez and Cody Green giving you a different dimension to their offense.
Steve Sipple, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star.
He gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents weekly Big Red Lunches. Wednesdays beginning September 1st. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Midas.
While mainly cloudy skies for your Tuesday forecast, good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. East winds 5 to 10, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloud cover early as well as a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms early. Currently, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, we congratulate Doug from Kearney, Bob from Gibbon, and Jason from Pleasanton. They're going to the Garage to see bands Wednesday, Thursday. There's more coming up all week, and it's going to be fun. We're going to give you a chance to win more tickets tomorrow to head to the Garage and check out any of the great bands during their anniversary week. Daddy, anything that we didn't touch on today? It's unbelievable how fast we blew by another hour.
Well, Doug, NBA Finals continue tonight. The Celtics get the win at home.
They're a 2.5-point favorite is all. A lot of people say, boy, if the Celtics played the best they could play and the Lakers didn't play all that well and Celtics kind of needed a couple calls to win it at the end. Boston's home. I think Boston wins tonight, although who knows. If the Lakers win tonight, that puts immediate pressure on the Celtics. I think Boston wins tonight. Well, I think the Lakers find a way to win one of these, and if it's tonight, so be it. NCAA baseball tournament, Miami of Florida and Texas A&M still trying to find out who's going to head to the Super Regionals. No matter what, there's already a disadvantage. They had a rain delay last night. And the powers that be in the NCAA tournament, the one side of the bracket all starts their Super Regionals on Saturday so that they could possibly have for sure games Sunday and maybe Monday. And then those are the ones that play the second day of the College World Series. Well, the winner of this Miami A&M game has to play at Florida on Friday.
Well, they're not going home anyway. That's the good news. I mean, they will go straight there. So, should be plenty of time.
So, most of them have, at least we don't have all number one seeds. Clemson, Alabama, and Vanderbilt all made it in as number two seeds. And the A&M trying to get in there as well. Plenty of American Legion baseball going on tonight. So, best of luck to all the teams. We got a little baseball on 1230 KHAS. Home Federal at Hastings, 5 points this evening. And we want to congratulate the kids that are advancing on to the match play championship. Danielle Lemick of Donovan was the medalist yesterday. She's the top seed as they play this morning in Bellevue. And for the boys, Gibbons' Riley Reinertsen, Sean Roderhurst of Kearney, and Hastings' Mike Hannon are all playing in Fremont. Want to thank Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star, Jim Angeli of the Nebraska School Activities Association for joining us today. Chip Brown, you've seen him all over from OrangeBloods.com. Join us tomorrow to talk more about expansion and realignment. And Mike Jernigan, head wrestling coach at Omaha West Side, to preview their all-star duel on the show tomorrow.
We look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.